Hopping to three jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks. Here with us representing the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra is Clint Ashlock. How you doing, Clint?
Man, I am great. I am great. It is springtime. Ready to play some music for the people. You know, things are good. How are you?
I am doing great. I'm ready for the spring as well. Looking forward to some of these performances I'm seeing. I'm seeing coming up on April 11th, there's a special performance as you're going to be performing songs from Benny Goodman. Tell me a little bit about this.
Oh, yeah. So there was a famous concert Benny Goodman did at Carnegie Hall back in the 1930s. And the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra, we always try and do a bunch of different things every season to spread, you know, because jazz music is such a big deal, you know, so many different genres and different things. So like the last one, we just had Lee Langston and Paula Saunders and Lee Gibbs, and we did the music of Luther Vandross.
Yes.
And I mean, so now this time we're going to go way, way back to 1938 and play some Benny Goodman. So that's like Sing, Sing, Sing and all of those things. And we got Anat Cohen, who is, I mean, probably like the greatest clarinet on the planet right now.
Wow.
And so she's coming to Kansas City and she's going to do her thing and with us. It's going to be a great time at the Folly Theater.
Tell everybody, for those who don't know about Benny Goodman, the importance of what Benny Goodman brought to the music game.
So Benny Goodman, like, straight up looked like an accountant, but he was like the first rock star. Like, I mean, Louis Armstrong was the first rock star, but then Benny Goodman came out, and this guy, you know, wearing his glasses and playing his clarinet, he was a huge celebrity, and he was significant. I mean, because of the songs he played, they were kind of the pop songs of the day, you know. And but he was really, like, I mean, kind of essential to jazz moving kind of across like racial boundaries.
Okay.
He had the first integrated band. So Benny Goodman was a white guy, and he had Lionel Hampton, who was a huge star on the vibraphone. Teddy Wilson was a huge star on the piano. Gene Krupa was a huge star on drums, and he like brought everybody together. And so this concert he had at Carnegie Hall, which, like, Carnegie Hall was like, shh, be quiet, we're playing some music, you know. So they brought jazz music, which was like, you know, you better watch out with jazz. And they brought it to Carnegie Hall, and he had an integrated band on stage, playing the music of Fletcher Henderson, who was like Duke Ellington before Duke Ellington. Mm. You know, it was a great time. So he had his band, his stuff, and then he brought musicians from Duke Ellington's band on stage and Count Basie's band on stage, and they had like jam sessions. Big band. I can go on all day, but it was it was a great concert. So we're paying tribute to that for sure.
Love it. I love it. So this is happening at the Folly Theater on April 11th. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
That is correct. 7 p.m.
How can they get their tickets?
So they can go to kcjo.org, kcjo.org. And then we've got like links to all of our stuff coming up. And that's kind of the next one on the docket. So yeah, we'd love to see everybody out. I just went down to the Folly yesterday. They had an amazing concert with John Beasley and Sean Jones and Kurt Rosenwinkel, and the house was full. And so this is like just this is another perspective of jazz music, kind of throwback big band stuff. So we're going to do that.
And I tell people all the time, this is something you should go check out, because if anything, it's something different to do. If you've never seen the jazz orchestra do their thing or never experienced any music from the likes of Benny Goodman, this would be something to go check out and do something different for once, Clint.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I mean, jazz music is music for everybody, you
yes.
know, and we need some everybody in today's culture.
Yes.
So we're trying to just make everybody happy, you know?
Yes. Yes. And now you're also on social media. How can they follow the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra?
We are on all social medias. I just look up Kansas City Jazz Orchestra. We're on Instagram, we're on Facebook. I got some recipes on Pinterest. You know, you can check us out.
Okay,
come on down.
I gotta find you on there. I need some new recipes in my life, Clint. I'm about to find you on there.
yeah.
I love it. Clint with the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra, April 11th. Make sure you check out this great show. And of course, we have all the info you need at kprs.com. Thank you for your time, Clint, and much success to everything coming up this season.
Well, likewise. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.